am in no doubt whatsoever that the United States is lying through its teeth. I mean, we ran deliberately on the documentary last night a quote that President Clinton gave when he visited Ireland, where he assured a little boy in Ireland who'd written to him that there was no truth to the Roswell story and that, in fact, Roswell did not involve the recovery of an alien spacecraft. Now, if I was Bill Clinton, I wouldn't be so sure about that. And people need to ask, why is it that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, particularly Hillary, were at the forefront in terms of private discussions about the potential for disclosure if and when Hillary Clinton became president in 2017? What was going on? And again, you know, this is the thing that just, I mean, you and I have spoken about this so many times. This is the thing that frustrates me, is that for all his faults, Julian Assange's WikiLeaks brought out the most extraordinary story because they were leaked by the GRU emails from the Democratic National Committee, which basically showed that there were discussions happening between Hillary Clinton's principal advisor, John Podesta, two senior Pentagon generals recently retired, and people like Robert Weiss from Lockheed Martin, which basically suggested that there was intentions, if Hillary became president, for some kind of disclosure of something pertaining to UFOs, UAPs. And in all of the analysis,
Edgar Mitchell was in the mix there as well.
He was. And in all of the analysis, or the lack of analysis by mainstream American media, maybe it's just too hard for them. I thought I'd spelled it out in my book, and I thought you'd spell it out pretty well in your podcasts. The simple fact is people are missing the significance of what has already come. And, you know, you and I are impatient for the full story to roll out. But I do think it's going to emerge that presidents have been willfully deceived. Or some presidents. And the implications of that are momentous. Imagine if it comes out in the Congress. Imagine if, say, Hillary Clinton's called, or Bill Clinton's called, and Bill's asked to explain what he was told as president that made him believe that Roswell was a furphy, as we say in Australia, a nonsense story about a retrieved alien spacecraft. Imagine if it turns out that, and I'm not saying it is necessarily, but imagine if it turns out that Roswell was a retrieved alien spacecraft. Imagine if it turns out that Roswell was real. Or imagine if it turns out that Roswell was one of a succession of crash retrievals that happened throughout the 1940s and the 1950s. And imagine if it turns out that whatever those craft are, or whatever they represent, there's some kind of technology. And in an effort to evade accountability and oversight, there was a conspiracy between sections of the Pentagon and the intelligence community to essentially withhold this from oversight and the purview of Congress by removing it to private corporate aerospace. And imagine if that's where it stagnated for the past 70-something years. Imagine if that was the case. Wouldn't the Congress be legitimately angry that perhaps crimes have been committed? I mean, the only way that I think, if this is true, that it could be not a crime is if some president at some time in previous history has signed an executive order that actually says that this should be kept secret from all future presidents unless there's some good reason to do so. But could that possibly be constitutionally legal? What if Bill Clinton gave evidence before the Congress that he did ask and was lied to? You know, I mean, the implications of this are extraordinary. And I think this is why sunlight is a great disinfectant. It's a great way of bringing this stuff out into the open. But it's also why, frankly, I think it's important that there be some kind, even though I frankly would love to see the people responsible for any cover-up tarred, feathered, and dragged behind a Humvee and publicly excoriated, I can accept that there's a need for these people to basically be given some kind of legal protection to come forward. And maybe they feel they were doing the honorable thing and that basically it was important for this to be protected from foreign adversaries during the Cold War. But either way, if there has been some kind of massive cover-up of retrieved non-human technology, which frankly, let's be honest about it, is what people like Lou Elizondo and others like Eric Davis are talking about, then if there's been that kind of cover-up, potentially crimes have been committed, and it will only take congressional hearings, public congressional hearings, for the full story to come to light. But I can imagine that that would be the case. If that was the case, it would come to light fairly quickly if there were public hearings. And that's the exciting thing that we're talking about here, that, if there is a cover-up like that, then it needs to be brought out. Because, let's just go through it a priori, all of the assumptions that are being made here. We know for a fact that there is a phenomenon that is doing anomalous things that are not within known human science. There are apparently intelligently controlled objects, some people say craft, that are displaying what some call the five observables. They're doing hypersonic speeds, instantaneous velocity, transmedium travel, they're displaying stealth mode, and they're showing positive lift. I mean, the purported Calvine UFO from the early 1990s appeared to be hovering in position, according to the witnesses. How does a gigantic object like that hover in position without any audible jet propulsion or rocket propulsion to hold it in place? What is the technology that lies behind that and all of the other phenomena that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of witnesses have seen all around the world for the past, at least since the Second World War and further? Why is it that there's been a deliberate, if there's nothing to this, why has there been a very deliberate campaign since at least the Robertson panel, driven by the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States, to discredit and stigmatize people who speak publicly about the phenomenon? Why was it felt, if this is all rubbish, why was it felt important to stigmatize and ridicule it and mock it? Does the media realize that it's been led by the nose into treating this subject with, I think, over-excessive skepticism, that it's been discouraged from looking into dark places and asking questions? Frankly, it didn't take much, really, for me as an investigative journalist to find myself talking to people who purport to have knowledge of a crash retrieval program inside the US government. Now, I can't say for sure that I know that that's true, because there's always the possibility of disinformation. But if it is disinformation, if it turns out that it's not non-human technology, the only other explanation is that someone on this planet, possibly human, has this technology. Someone's got this ability. There is a technology out there that is displaying, for example, anti-gravity, positive lift, hypersonic speeds, instantaneous velocity, stealth mode, transmedium mode. This is something that is incredibly exciting. It implies that someone somewhere has developed room temperature superconductors, the ability to store incredible amounts of energy and instantaneously deploy those massive amounts of energy in a way that as yet has not been explained by modern physics. And everybody should be excited about that, because the implications for humanity are enormous. Let's talk about what's happening in the Ukraine right now. I mean, a large part of it is a battle over oil. It's Vladimir Putin basically using his power over fossil fuels to try and bully Europe into turning a blind eye to his authoritarian intentions in the Ukraine. Imagine if all of a sudden, overnight, fossil fuel producers in the world were made irrelevant because something came to light that disclosed the capacity to draw huge amounts, massive, infinite amounts of energy from the vacuum. We know that the theoretical possibility for that exists in physics ideas. It's just that nobody's yet been able to explain the science. We've still got scientists trying to describe fusion, and there's been limited attempts, notably by British scientists in particular, to contain a fusion reaction. But imagine if, as the implications of this technology seem to suggest, somebody or something has mastered that technology ahead of us. Imagine if that suddenly came to light. Wow, the world would change instantaneously.